Hey friends, you are listening to an exclusive podcast recording with me, Caitlin Chapel Rogers, because you pre-ordered my book, She Just Won't Quit, Embracing the Practice of Everyday Perseverance. This won't get released on the podcast season. You are only getting it because this is a bonus for pre-ordering the book. I'm so glad you pre-ordered. Thank you so much. It means the world, and I really hope you enjoy this solo episode from me.
Hey friends, this is Caitlin, and I'm so grateful you've decided to join me on the Comeback Couch. So kick off your shoes, put up your feet, and get comfortable with real stories that have shaped real people. You'll hear from doctors, lawyers, mechanics, and moms who shared their experiences of hope, healing, and holding on when it would have been so much easier to give up. Occasionally, you'll hear a story, a teaching, or a quick thought from me. I hope you'll curl up with a cup of coffee and stay a while as we sit on the comeback couch and learn a little more about life and the hope we can find when we look close enough.
Not quitting something means you probably wanted to give up at some point. It also means that if you didn't quit, you likely had a purpose bigger than yourself that kept you going. Both of these were true for me in writing the book, She Just Won't Quit, Embracing the Practice of Everyday Perseverance. It's like I knew I wouldn't quit because I had wanted to write a book for so long, but it felt like all of hell was coming against me to try to make me quit. So I had to consistently not quit in order to finish. But I think our faith journeys are similar. We know we don't actually want to quit, but the enemy works overtime to try to convince us it would be better, easier even, to just throw in the towel. Wouldn't life be less complicated if we just lived like the rest of the world, found some success, and laid low? No sharing our testimony, no fighting the good fight, just living. Probably avoiding some spiritual warfare while we're at it. But doesn't that sound empty and overall purposeless? We have to find a reason to keep going, and the reason has to be bigger than just proving to ourselves we can do it. It has to matter on a level above and beyond just meeting our human desires. But it also has to come with the realization that we can't actually do it. With writing and living, the only way I have kept going is by giving up. This is not a cliché let go and let God conversation. This is understanding that His strength really is made perfect in our weakness, and that there is no condemnation in wanting to give up, but there is blessing that comes when we continue. We don't have to feel guilty for wanting to quit, but we get to glorify God when we keep going anyway. So why did I not quit? How did I not quit? And what happened because I didn't quit? These are questions I'm asking my guests on the regular podcast episodes this season. So I wanted to answer them for myself. Why did I not quit? Well, the main reason I didn't quit writing the book, even on the days it felt impossible, is that God wouldn't let me. He kept nudging me along, giving me exactly what I needed for each chapter, each sentence. He'd give me inspiration just when I needed it and give me energy when a deadline approached. I can't explain how I wrote the book pregnant in the Alabama heat, chasing two toddlers, moving houses, and working. I can't explain how I submitted my final manuscript when my newborn baby was 2 weeks old, and I submitted it at midnight. I certainly can't take any of the credit, and I think that's why it all happened the way it did. God's strength was so evident in my weakest moments, and there were plenty of them. I never imagined life would look the way it did when I wrote my first published book. But it really was abundantly more because of the way I had to rely on him. It's always worth it to rely on him. I also didn't quit because of you, and I mean that. Because I thought of you reading it and needing encouragement to not quit in your own life. I wondered if you'd be weary when you picked up the book, if it would be a last-ditch effort, or if someone would recommend it to you because they admire the way you model perseverance in your own life. I imagined you tearing up at the lines that hit home, and finding a few words that spoke to you in a way that reminded you God has already given you what you need to not quit. I hoped you'd finish the whole thing, feeling equipped to get back out there and run your race with endurance because God is the one empowering your every step. And I prayed you'd know crawling still counts too, because even when you're hanging on by a thread, bone tired, barely holding on, even a sliver of hope can be what you need to just get to Jesus and touch the hem of his robe. I didn't quit because I decided there had to be at least one other person who needed the encouragement as much as I did. And I couldn't stand the thought of her feeling alone. I couldn't stand the thought of you feeling alone. So how did I not quit? As my husband says, you eat an elephant one bite at a time. Writing a book is a massive undertaking and can feel vastly overwhelming if you think about it too long. But it's doable when you take it one day, one page, one word at a time. There were plenty of moments I wondered if I'd finish writing it, and then I wondered if it would even be good at all. But every so often, I'd go back and read previous sections I had written, and I'd be blown away. It would almost always be exactly what I needed to read that day to keep going and keep writing. It's like God led me where He knew I needed to look. I'd read stuff that I didn't even remember writing, and I knew it was the Holy Spirit. It was always my manna for the day and mercy for the moment. Even now, after the manuscript has been written and submitted and will be inside a real book you hold in your hands, I wander back to words that help me in seemingly hopeless moments. That's how I didn't quit, and it's how I still don't quit. Because more than wandering to my own words, I go to God's word to find what I need for the everyday perseverance I write about. The everyday prayers, everyday power, and everyday strength we all need to keep from quitting is found in the book we need every day. And finally, what happened because I didn't quit? Well, that's still unfolding. You're listening to this exclusive podcast right now because you pre-ordered She Just Won't Quit. Again, thank you. I can't tell you how much that means and how important it is to authors for readers to pre-order their book. Thank you, thank you, thank you so much. And because I didn't quit writing or walking with God, people will get to read an actual book that I actually wrote. And that's surreal. That is fruit I will get to see and hold. Fruit that came from a season of intense pruning and many days of darkness. Fruit that my little boys got to see grow, and I pray that they remember that for the rest of their lives and know they can do hard things too. Fruit that I hope my grandchildren get to see. And fruit that I believe with all my heart will bless you because I know it came from God. What happened because I didn't quit? I finished what I started. No, God finished what He started in me and through me. Philippians 1:6 says, and I am sure of this, that He who began a good work in you will bring it to completion at the day of Jesus Christ. My obedience has been my worship. Even when it was weak, it was still worship. And God honored it and multiplied my measly loaves and fishes like He always does. He took my offering and worked it together for good, like He always does. And He will do the same for you. At the end of the day, the only way we can practice everyday perseverance is because we know how the story ends. If it was all for nothing, it would be much easier to give up. But our confidence in Christ, the way we know He shows up for us at our weakest moments, and the victory He has sealed for us now and forever can fuel our faith and set us free. We just won't quit. Because He never quit on us, and He never will. He is our how, why, and what's next. He sustains us and pursues us, and that is how we keep moving, crawling, running, and racing. When you feel like you just can't catch a break, remember that His broken body has handled it all. Every worry, every sin, every mishap, every mistake, every bad circumstance. You are called to keep going, and when God calls you, He carries you. You are not a quitter. And I'm proud of you for persevering. Thanks for listening. I can't wait for you to read She Just Won't Quit, Embracing the Practice of Everyday Perseverance. Let's keep going.
Hey, thanks for stopping by and sitting a while on the comeback couch with me. You know I'd love to hear from you. Questions, feedback, and even requests. Find me on Instagram or Facebook at Caitlin Chapel Rogers. And hey, don't be shy. Share the show with a friend. Post it on your social media and tag me, and send me your comeback stories. You never know when they might make it on the show.